All right, welcome to Motivational Monday, and I pray that wherever you are, that you are inspired by this day, blessed by this day, and ready to embrace the gifts of this day. There's a lot going on in the world. The world spins fast. As I'm recording this, we have emergency vehicles going by, all kinds of things that we pray for and work for and discover throughout our days. But today, I think this focus is appropriate for our motivation, and the theme is bridges. And here in a moment, we're going to hear a story from Jim, and he has some powerful words to share for us. And we meditate on Ruth chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, which is Naomi saying, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God." It's a beautiful image and a word of affirmation of the depth of relationship and crossing bridges together, which is really when we think about calling in our life, calling changes over a lifetime. And so hear these words. Bridges have many functions. They permeate barriers. They cross boundaries. They transcend. They allow us to cross over bodies of water. They connect spaces and places. They provide pathways for trains and automobiles. Bridges call us to cross. Love calls us to cross bridges. Love calls us to care. Love calls us to comfort. Love calls us to community. Love calls us home. Love calls us to go beyond the lines, boundaries, and barriers that have been drawn for us. Love calls us to forgive. Love calls us to reconcile. Love calls us. Love called Ruth over a physical bridge. From the boundaries of Moab and the borders of Israel, love called her to a deeper relationship with Naomi. Love called her from. Love called her to. Love called her through. Bridges are for seekers, wanderers, adventurers, revolutionaries, change makers, followers. Not all who wander are lost. Some are answering the call to cross. And like Jim, love calls us to cross bridges, to move outside of our comfort zones. From sedentary to seeking, bridges connect us to the transcendent power of love and relationship. And when we hear about that theme of bridges and calling and relationship, we see the story of God being born into a people because our God does the same thing. Let's hear these words now from Jim.
I grew up in Pittsburgh, a city with 446 bridges. Not everyone can build bridges, but anyone can cross them. God calls Christians to cross bridges. Jesus cared deeply about crossing bridges and called people to these short but difficult journeys. He called people to cross bridges that connected Jews with Samaritans, men with women, adults with children, the rich with the poor, those included with those who were excluded. And as a matter of faith, Jesus himself is a bridge connecting God with humanity. Bridge traveling was in Jesus' blood. His ancestors did the same. Ruth, the Moabite great-grandmother of King David, was called to cross the bridge between Israel and Moab. Because of her deep love and affection for her Israelite mother-in-law, Naomi, she left the comfort of her home in Moab and traveled with Naomi to live in Israel. The story does not indicate that Moab was somehow inferior to Israel, or that Ruth was choosing a greater group over a lesser group. Ruth chose Israel over her Moabite home because she loved Naomi. Love compelled her to follow the call across that bridge. Real human love was the bridge for Ruth. I grew up in a Christian denomination. My family faithfully and lovingly taught me the beliefs and traditions of our church. I became immersed in it and eventually devoted my life's work to my church. But over time, something like a small voice grew louder and louder in my heart. It said, "I call you to cross bridges, to seek out and celebrate love wherever it shows up." Like Ruth, I moved beyond my familial world. I had fallen in love with people from different worlds. Love was the bridge that beckoned me to cross over into new relationships where God's work could be done in ways I hadn't imagined before. Some bridges took me to other Christians, some to Jews and Muslims and Hindus. Surprisingly, some even took me to people who profess no religion at all. I discovered that in each of these places, love abides. And where love abides, so too does God. Following my calling to new relationships has given me a glimpse of God's many faces, a glimpse of expanding love in diverse human expressions. Ruth's crossing taught me that God is neither Moabite nor Israelite. God is the ever-calling love that bridges the divide.
God is the ever-calling love that bridges the divide. And as he also said, he heard that call of, "I call you to cross bridges, to go beyond what is known and to discover more of what God is needing in and through relationship, in and through connection, in and through loving service, in and through hospitality, in and through spirituality, in and through life." What I hear most in Jim's story, again, is a deepening faith in a very real, tangible way that he understood that deepening faith is to cross bridges, to go beyond. Well, a couple questions for you in your own faith motivation here. In the last year, what bridges have you crossed and what bridges have you passed by? Maybe scared, afraid, overwhelmed, just too much to do with it. But what bridges have you crossed and what bridges have you passed by? In the kingdom of God, you see, we are invited to leave the well-worn paths and to risk entering into adventure. So what adventure in your life has helped you embrace a new direction, a new understanding, a new pathway? And when have you crossed a bridge the way that Jim did? And what happened? What breakthrough was there? What new gift or new life or new challenge? What new was there? And what was the outcome of that? Well, again, remember, calling changes over a lifetime. But love always calls us to crossing bridges. May you be motivated on this day And as you're out there driving around or in downtown Seattle or wherever you are in the world and you see that bridge, may this message stick a little bit so that you can wonder and discover with God the bridges that you're called to be crossing today and in the months ahead. All right, stay motivated. Good day.